Laser Halpin, Publishers, Vayeshev, Study Daily Torah, Manchester.
Before I say what I prepared to say, I want to say an amusing story on this parsha. It was said here by Rabbi Joe Freilich, Zichron Livracha. For those of you who heard it, don't spoil it. It's a good story, and that's parsha Vayeshev. I cannot resist the temptation to say over this story. Start with the Vatzor, you'll see the story in a minute. You'll see the story will follow. It says, Yosef was looking for his brothers, and he says, Vayimtzeu ish. Somebody found him on the way. And he said, what do you want? I'm looking for my brothers. So this ish was the Malach Gavriel. So that means Yosef could have gone back. He can't find his brothers, so he's going back. But the Bernsham wanted the whole chain of events to happen. So Bernsham engineered it, someone was there to tell him the way. This shows the Indian that Hashem's Gezerah has to be fulfilled. Ramban said, it's a limud. Ramban says, Hacharitzu Sheker va Gezerah Emes. Charit all people's clever plans is Sheker. Well, the person wants that was going to happen. So he said, you think about this person, this Ish, there's only one, it seems like a chance encounter, must have been a meta person. And because of this person, he met his brothers, and that set into motion Mechiris Yosef. But as we know, Mechiris Yosef was the catalyst for the Shibud Mitzrayim. The brothers sold him, and Yaakov came to Chayit. Because of this man here, the whole Shibud Mitzrayim took place. By a chain of events. So Rabbi Fry said he was talking to a shir, giving a shir to a group of ladies. And he told them, you know, this man here, because of this man, this Malach, you think it was all Menashemayim, Hashkocha Protis, Yosef met this man, because of this, he could have, I think I can't find him, I'm going home. He could have easily given up. Right? This man caused Yosef to find his brothers, and that in turn caused the whole Mechiris Yosef, and that in turn caused the whole Shiva Mitzrayim. So he said to these ladies, the whole Pesach, all your scrubbing your kelim for Pesach is all because of this man. So one of the ladies said, I can lay my hands on that man. Okay, this is the. Okay, I got to smile right. Anyway. Pardon? And no, I said this. I said Chazara and Mir heard it before, but I could not resist the temptation to say it. Yeah, it doesn't matter, it's a horror. Right. Now I'm going to what I wanted to say was on the previous parasha. I want to explain a Rashi in Vayishtach, yeah? People say till Tuesday you can speak about the previous parasha, yeah? And who's not yet done Shnai Mikra. Till Tuesday, it'll got shaykhs to the previous week, right. The Rashi, a very puzzling Rashi in Vayishlach, it's an amazing Rashi, and you learn it, it seems to be, if you think for a minute, you might find you don't understand it. After Yaakovinu is given the name Yisroel, yeah, he says, Hashem said, change your name to Yisroel to show that you're no longer, your name is Yaakov, which shows crookedness and deceit. Your name is Yisroel, Lashon of Sorora, Vagili, openness, Sorora, you've got authority. And then he says, the Pasuk here, you're going to have whole nations, and you'll have kings coming out of you. So Goyo Kal Goyim, Rashi brings a pshat, listen to this. Shasidim bonov lahakriv b'shas isabomois kagoyim b'me'el Yahu. Hashem says Yaakov, after he's changed name to Yisrael, goyim. So first time Rashi is going to have many nations will come out to him. So Rashi's telling Yaakovinu, I want to tell you something. In years later, goyim, your descendants will conduct themselves like goyim. Well, goyim, I mean, they'll be bringing korbanos, b'shas isabomos. When there's a b'samigdash and mishkas, also to bring korbanos outside of b'samigdash. Eliyahu Novi gave a special dispensation to bring korbanos outside of b'samigdash because he wanted to make he wanted to challenge the Nevi Abba. He might call it like a showdown, prove who's right. Because I'll make a fire and you'll make a fire. Whoever sends down a fire, that's the real God of the world. Yes, he wanted to make a challenge to be about. And because of this, he gave a head to bring Kabonus out on Harakama, outside Yerushalayim, which is normally forbidden. Says Rashi, Hashem says to Yaakovinu, there'll be a time when your children will bring kabbonis like goyim. What's the puzzle? What's he telling him? Goyim, why is he telling him this now? Why is that so significant? Now then, now listen to this. So you might think, well, interesting. In the story in Malachim, when this story happened, they made the thing, they decided to have to make a demonstration to show that Hashem is Elohim. That's the famous word Hashem or Elohim come from. So they made a demonstration. They called all the women together. You all make your carbon out of my carbon, and you'll see whoever brings down fire. Yeah. Bring two porim and cut them in pieces. Oh, it says there in the Pasuk. Yeah, he made them his bech. In the mice of the hard hammer. Vayikach el Yohu shteim esrei avonim kamisper shifte b'nei Yisrael. El Yohanavu took 12 stones, the same number as the Shvatim. Ashahoya dvar adoy ne'ev leima Yisrael Yishmecha. Pala, again, name Yisrael. When this mice happened, the Pasuk says, El Yohanavu took 12 stones, Kenegel 12 Shvatim, son of Yaakov, and Yaakov's name was changed to Yisrael. Pella, when he changed his name, when Hashem changed Yaakov's name to Yisrael, he told him, you know, we don't know why, I'll explain in a minute why, he said to him, I'm giving you a name, Yisrael, and I'm giving you a piece of information. There'll be a time when your Einiklech will bring Kabonis and Harakam will like Goyim. Of all the thousands of millions of things that happened, you picked that one thing. And now I'm showing you there's a connection between calling the name Yisrael and that mice and Harakamel, because the post again said, when that mice actually happened, it says again, on Harakamel, he's burning him his Beach to make this competition with the Nevi Abad. It says that again, he took 12 stones, connected the 12 Shimon Yaakov, and Hashem changed his name to Yisrael. But each time they're connected. Oh. So I think the Malbim says, because it says 12, so you might think 12 is Keneged Yud Beis Mazolus or whatever. No, it's Keneged Yaakov Yisrael, means Yisrael above all, the man with Echatev, you shouldn't think he's doing anybody does all. Okay, Mishle Kordova. Oh. So the answer to this is, what's the pshat, is in the Sefer Chinuch. Heard this from Chaim Kaufman, from the Rocha. Sefer Chinuch. It's obviously a very clear connection, yeah? The vow, it seems to be a shtickle, absolutely a chidda, an enigmatic, a chidda stumma. Why, punct after he calls his name Yisrael, he tells him, you're going to bring Kabonis like Goyim and Harakamel. And punct when that mice on Harakamel happened, the positive man, his name was Yisrael. Right. Now, look in the Chinuch, in mitzvah tof kuf yud. The mitzvah is shaloi liksoim. Not to do engage in magic and witchcraft and sorcery, all sorts of these type of inyonim. Oh. So the chinuch says the kind of mitzvah is to have a munah shleim and the bone shleim is above all the inyonim. We're talking about when there was something in it, presumably, not now, just a joke, you know. Your horoscope in the paper, it's just stussing. But Amol, there was some koichas, the new inyanim of kachavim, wasn't complete stussing, and so he wants to show Hashem was mevachel mazolus, memeila anachta amakodesh entachas koichem mazol. Hashem anachlo seinu. So he says, and that is the name Yisrael. Sarisim elekim anachim. You're above all the elekim, above all the koichas. So the name Yisrael demonstrates this inyan that Klal Yisrael is above the Derech HaTeva, above all the koiches in the Bria, and any types of inyanim that might have an effect on Goyim, inyanim of Mazel and the. I'm reading your stars, yeah, you've got your. Thank you, lucky stars, all these things, could be there's something in it for Goyim, Kenzain, those who understand. All Fayyidin, Alzbon, Batalim. All in the name of magic and fortune telling, all these things is all. Listen, yeah? Let's say a joke. The fortune teller's conference was cancelled due to unforeseen circumstances. I can't find it yet. Before you go on the other teller's action. Oh, the Chinuch. And he says, actually, he says, interesting, he says, but before he says, that Yitzchak, and I'm also called Yisroel. Eile b'nei Yisroel, Yaakov Abonov. So Bnei Yisrael Yisrael is also called Yisrael. He said, since the kid, all others were called Yisrael. Right, now. So he said, this was the Machlaikis Elyonov with Levi Abau. Because Levi Abau, says the Chinuch Moedim, when this mice happened, Elyonov gave a Musa to us, Levi Abau. I'm telling you, the Rebbein Yisrael is the Babos of the world. And they say, no, we believe in the Baal. So Elyonov taught, and Klal Yisrael, many people in Klal Yisrael were fachapped with the Yabad. We haven't got this Yetar nowadays. There was the Yetahara of Avodah Zorah, and there were Eden, possibly many Eden, who were caught up in this trap of the Yabad. And they believed in Avodah Zorah. So Leonovi gave them Musa Drasha. He said to them, that's the pshat. So when this maizah happened in Har HaKarmel, this was to prove that Hashem will come. And the Via Baal they're just misleading Kaisel, and many Eden were being led astray by the Via Baal. So you know they gave the Musad Rosha, and the Musad Rosha was, why are you serving the Baal? There's in Yonim of Koiches and Mazon, oh, we saw the Boyne Shleilim, and Yaakov's name is Yisrael, and we're higher than all the Koiches, Murdik. So use this name Yisrael, this Midah of Yisrael, meaning Klal Yisrael is higher than all the Koiches. That was going on with the argument with the Via Baal. And Yonah was telling them off. Lama ha yipoin them lavat ha koichos. U menichim ha avoidus ha on Hashem tzvokos. Asheb yodel a vatel. To nullify kolpuz ha koichos ha mazolis. Kedin shans ha ba'ovus. Mazolis tachas yodam. Yeah, that's the pshat. He took 12 stones. So when he gave the name Yisrael, when Hashem gave Yaakov the name Yisrael, and the name Yisrael denotes being higher than all the koichs in the world, the man of the Echateva. So he told him, Goyim, there'll be a time when your descendants will bring karbonas like Goyim and HaKamel. What's the relevance? Because when that Maisa happens, you'll be using the name Yisrael to win the argument. That's it. Yisrael, the name Yisrael, yeah? Tells you the man of the Echateva. And when the Maisa happened, Taka, when the Maisa happened, HaKamel, the Pasuk says, he took 12 stones. And the 12 stones, it's now the 12 stones, yeah, and his name was called Yisrael, because the name Yaakov, you might think, well, it's just more B'derech HaTeva. Horai, when he took the brochas, he had to do a shtickle, appeared slightly deceitful. Maybe it looks like as if he's going with an old Mahalach B'derech HaTeva. Now his name's been changed to Yisrael. He told him, yeah, but he wasn't formally given, yeah. He didn't want to wait, really. Oh. That's remembers it a bit, yeah?
It just says
it's this place they called Yisrael. So Murdik comes to Chosek. It's a chizuk. The name Yisrael is a chizuk for us, as clearly Yisrael is the man of the Chatev. It's a very relevant lesson nowadays. A lot of anti-Semitism in the world. Meila. We should remain firm, not feel in any way threatened or vulnerable. As it happened, the name Yisrael, Sinrisim Elohim, refers to when he fought with Esav Malach. And after Esav Malach came the mitzvah of Gidanosha. It's stating Chinuch, the mitzvah of Gidanosha, it's a reminder us, Klal Yisrael remains victorious, yeah? He got healed from his, first of all, the Malach couldn't overcome him. And even little injury which the Malach did give to him, he gave him a dead leg, as they call it. What happened? The sun came and shined, you got better. So the Chinuch says, Mishrosha Mitzvah, the limit of Gidanosh is, Klal Yisrael will remain victorious, and will never be vanquished, and will never be wiped away. I think Yerachim Emden says, Chavos Vavos says it earlier, that the fact that Klal Yisrael exists is a nest like it is Mitzrayim. The fact that after all the Radifas, all the persecutions, And all the owners, you can list all the various, whatever. Not in the Second World, long before, yeah, from medieval times, all the persecution, the radifas and inquisitions, whatever you want to call it, Klai still remains Chai v'Kayom, there's a chizik, and it's a nest equivalent to Yitzhak Mishraim. Klai Yisrael are invincible. And then, and that is the limit of Gid Anosha, that Yaakovina got healed from his limping, yeah? And that one, and the Gid Anosha is the when that was the Maisa when he fought the Malach, and he attacked a Sarisa, I mean, he fought with the Malach, and that's what the name Yisrael reminds us. I mean, it's very relevant nowadays, lots of the people are concerned about anti-Semitism is not halacha, don't worry about it. Halacha, it's halacha. It's meant to be as though, yeah? It's just to be remain firm. And the eighth of anti-Semitism is to increase our commitment to Torah and Mitzvah. Don't worry about the anti-Semitism. They're very busy nowadays. I see a big topic in the thing. To adopt the international definition of anti-Semitism. Is that so important? Is that so important? Got to adopt the definition. Guys are busy going around. Every country should adopt the definition. Definition? Yeah, what's the definition? Eighth of Semitism, Alocha. Definitely the busy, well, you don't accept it. If you accept, oh, Baruch Hashem, you've accepted the definition of anti-Semitism. What's the command from there? Halacha Yadua, Esav Soli Yaakov. That's the way it's meant to be. And the idea is, we should know, we're not the Goyim hate us, and we have to mechazik ourselves in our Shmiras HaMitzvahs, and Klauso won't. And the Chiddush says also, if you have this idea, that Klal Yisrael will be victorious. Sarisa will have the Sarora. So first it won't get Meyayish, and also it will. It says the Goshen will remain with our Emuna. Emuna are Tzipisa Yeshua, and also with the Kosam. Our Elchah. If you think you're going to be thinking, yeah, you might give it in. Not worthwhile. The commitment to the mitzvahs to remain stark in all matzavim, the ability to remain fully committed to keeping Torah and mitzvahs, even in difficult matzavim, that comes from the fact we have a knowledge that we are invincible, and the Torah is nitzchias, and nothing can stop us. Meila is a very important limud. So two things. The first of all, it's a chizah. It's a chizah nowadays. Also the gezeiras. There are various gezeiras against Yiddishkeit. Yeah, education, mitzvahs, shchita. It's all the same thing, yeah? It's two things. So this Haragosha, that we are Am Yisrael, we are Sarisa, we have authority, and we are not going to be defeated. That's the goal. We're not going to be defeated. That Yaakov wasn't defeated. That's the bottom line. We're not going to be defeated. That's what Yisrael stands for. We're not going to be defeated. That is a very important lesson as a chizuk in time two matters. First of all, lots of anti-Semitism going around, and also anti-Yiddish, anti-Torah mitzvahs. Any gezeiras the goyim make against Torah mitzvahs to make sure that we don't capitulate to the goyim and remain with a gaiva de kedusha. Stark, proud, that comes with the feeling that we are Klal Yisrael. It all comes from this Hagosha that we are the Am Yisrael, yeah, Klal Yisrael. The name you start, that's it, Yisrael, Sarisim, yeah? And that was Marumas in Gid Anosha. Oh, May is a very important, very relevant lesson nowadays, and that's the Pshat in the Rashi, Eliyahu Novi, and that, of course, that also brought to Hashem Elokim. Let everyone agree, that point, they're going to realize Hashem Elokim, but it hasn't lasted apparently. It could be then, after that Mice and Har Carmel, all the Goyim agreed, Yidin on them, over the years, maybe the lessons worn away of Hashem Elokim. May, we don't see nowadays Goyim saying Hashem Elokim. Oh, but what was that Mice? Now I want to say a completely different pshat in this Rashi.
Did Achab do tshuva after that?
Don't know.
No.
Oh, yeah. I want to say a different pshat in Rashi. Why is Hashem telling Yaakov, your children will be makriv like Goyim? So I want to say pshat as well. There's a famous Gemara in Bamatsia when Rabbi Eliezer Nachum had a machlokes. And Rabbi Eliezer said, I'm right. Horaya, I'll make a moifas. The walls will fall in. He made various mofsim. And what happened? Not in his ball. Torah over Shemayimi. And the end was, he got a heavenly voice came and said, Halacha, no, Torah over Shemayimi. So the Gemara says there, the Rabbi Eliezer said, Nitzchuni bonai. My sons have beaten me. So They're stronger than a Bein Shem Kiyah. Why? Because the Torah is given to Klal Chachma Yisrael, and we decide, and the Korach after Matan Torah, the Chachma Yisrael got a Korach decide even Kavayochel against what the Bein Shem says. Yeah? No example is Kiddush HaChodesh, yeah? They decide when the Chalam makes a Metzius. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, the Bosh was going to make Rosh Hashanah Yom HaMishpat. If El's got another day, the Bosh pushes off the Mishpat. Yeah. Because the Shemayim decides according to what Chachma Yisrael decide. So Modik HaKayach. Not we're given the Torah. The Bosh gave us the Torah, and he gave us also the Kayach to decide things even against what Hashem wants. Now, another example of this is, I'm coming to Leovar Campbell. The Chachma Yisrael have got a right to sometimes say, we're allowed to transgress the Torah. A Novi can say, I'm passing, the Bein Shem said, I want you to go against the Torah. Yeah, the Moshul. And your Novi said, it's an Issa to be Makriv Karbonas outside the Beis HaMikdash. Issa Bombus. Not Stam and Issa, it's a Chiv Chorus, a very severe Aveira. So why should, who's got a right to say you're doing Aveira? Stam a person, Stam a do an Aveira, don't do everything about it. Don't listen to you, do an Aveira. Torah, as though you saw Torah, can't change the Torah, is it Torah? Every mitzvah Torah, the mitzvah Torah can't just be changed. That's how it says. Harosh Shah, a Novi, has got a right to say, the Bein Shem told him on this occasion now to transgress the Torah. Yeah, it's just, of the Bein Shem game, the Bein Shem game this Koyach. That's also an Indian where so the Bein Shem allows himself the Torah as a Koyach to be hacking the Torah. The Torah says, oh, it's a modic Koyach. Yeah. Yeah, the Chum can be oikled on my Torah and say, right, don't blow the shofar on Shabbos. It's a big enough. That's a Chachomim even. Chum decide we've got a Gezerah, they can cancel a mitzvah. So this Maisa of a Yovah Kamel showed the Koyach of a Novi. As a Novi, so to speak, you're against the Torah, and the bunch gives him a shus. So Meira, Yisroel, Sarisim, you're higher than your higher no Koyaches, you're even higher than the Torah. The greatest the Koyach is the Torah. The Torah tells what to do. Everything we do has to be according to the commandments of the Torah. And nobody's got a right to transgress the Torah in any circumstances, yeah? If somebody says, don't give a mitzvah, he's not pekoyrus. Someone says, this mitzvah is no longer relevant. Chmon l'sata, mamash ha-pekoyrus. But for the Harosh Shah, and for a short span of time, on a one-off occasion, a Novi has got a courage to say that the Bein Shem allows you to transgress the Torah. And that is a koyach which a Novi has, which shows the chashivas of Klal Yisrael. The Bein Shem gives us this koyach. So Meir told Yaakov, kagoyim. It'd be like, what you be like, goyim? Not goyim. Not of course they were Yidim. It's goyim, sounds like you've been. Rashi says, lost the Rashi is, asidim banecha, asidim bonov, lahakriv, b'shas isabomas, kagoyim b'melio. Sounds like they're going to conduct themselves like goyim. Mefitzach v'agoy. Of course they weren't like goyim. They were allowed to do it. Goyim is bringing out the point. It's something which only Goyim do. Bringing Karbonus, as you know, when they came to Eretz Yisrael, what do you say? When he touched Temes, it was because of all these all bombers. Whole Eretz Yisrael was full of altars and monuments and idols and trees, all to be smashed down. Why? The Goyim, the nations of Canaan, very busy doing worshipping everywhere, Alamin, every Dezoret, every mountain, every hilltop, and all the bombers, Asherahs. The gun was rampant, they were all over the place, and they all had to be destroyed. So serving our Zorah in all over the country is a goyish practice, and the Torah forbids it with very, very severe punishment. But when Rashi says goyim, Rashi means is it's this mice of our camel was doing something which normally we associate with goyim. So it's a goyish zach, being a carbon on a mountain stamp. When there's a Beis Hamikdash, yeah. The time when they're allowed to, when there was no problem, when there was no forgiven, there was a Hatzav Bomas. But when there was an Issa Bomas, it was a Goy Shazach. It's Geferchna. And here they did it. So Rashi means, they didn't go in, they weren't going, they were Yidden who did it, and they were allowed to do it. And the fact they were allowed to do it shows the godless of Klal Yisrael that they were Vishma Madrega, where sometimes allowed to transgress the Torah. But it's very negay also when it happened to him, he says, his name's Yisroel. Yisroel, you've got this Koyach of being so to speak, the Chachma Yisroel, like Balabatim on the, they can decide when to break the Torah, yeah? So wanting to keep the Torah, to break the Torah, who can decide that as that? Normally it's strictly forbidden. So Meza Moritas also, Sarisa, like a sign, Lashon Sroah's authority, yeah? Rashi says, Yisroah means Sarora. Sroah means, Sroah means a Lord. So actually what that means, authority. So the name Yisroel is a name which denotes authority. And what the biggest authority can have is, I am an authority to say, break the Torah. The real, that's like, who's your dad's Torah, people say. That's when you do a mitzvah. I'll be doing a veira. Someone now does an veira. Yeah, I've got a hat, so I love talking about that. Who's your dad's Torah? Where's your dad's Torah? Usually he says, not with dad's Torah. Generally speaking, if someone says, I'm doing something, I've got a chashman shalom shmanah to over to klaveila, shem shemaim, who's your dad's Torah? Yeah, I'm going to dad's Torah, because the Torah doesn't allow such things. Abadah, the name Yisrael says authority that can be matzovim when there's a Novi who has the authority to say, I say on this occasion Hashem wants you to do an action which normally is transgressing the Torah. And that's what they did on Har Carmel. And the fact that the Novi said that, and the fact that he had the authority to say that, and the fact that Klai Yisrael listened to him, the Mordekazach, bringing Kabunas, Peshach, Yisrael, Bumbas, Tachachiv Chorus. It shows you the godless of a Novi Hashem. And a Novi Hashem's got a koyach, the authority to say, allow you to do it. May just the name Yisroel. So it was good to tell Yachem, Basura Toiva. Hashem told Yachem, I'm giving you the name Yisroel. Yisroel means authority. And I'm telling you, in years to come, you're going to have the schus that your Einikach are going to do something which normally is not allowed, because the Novi says you're allowed to, and the Bernstein gives you permission to do it. And that's what it said there also by the. When it happened, he says, name Yisroel. It's all a lesson to be, generally speaking, we shouldn't listen to people say, go against the Torah. Usually these people are takanisht. Usually one should be very suspicious of their credentials. Everyone says, ich pass in this matzav, you can do something normally also. We haven't got, I'm not vada, not, we haven't got Levian nowadays. And nowadays, ain't Dovak is there. Any man, you can't change the Torah, you can't falsify the Torah, and you can't make the Torah out of date. But on this one occasion, Mishas and Levua, they can do such a thing. That was the Yomakam, that's the Cheshivas of the name Yisroel. What?
Change the Torah.
Yeah, okay, well, there, but. Trying to change it, the Rishon, trying to make all sorts of. Changing the law now, changing the laws of Kashra, changing the laws of Galus. The people trying to change the Torah. That was Anshtat, and she's full of them with the Chevr, the Rishon Gemurim. A Novi Hashem can say the Torah to me, and that was the Yor Novi, that's the name Yisrael. The Lechazan, not to, we should be all Bezoicha to adhere to Das Torah, and not to be, we shouldn't be Nisbor for people trying to falsify the Torah and make any pshoros in Yiddishkeit, as a bottle of a bottle. But until we're Bezoich Hashem, be as good till I have Nevi'im, the Vias HaGol Tzedek, then maybe, I don't know if it'll ever happen again, may never happen again with that Maisa. But when there's a Novi, there's a Het to the Torah to say, to go against the Torah, so this is the Kibbun Gim of Zach Koyach.
Sorry.